But let's get back to our main subject. The Bodhisattva not only ranges from world to world, from one universe to another, but from plane to plane. And this is borne out by one particular version of the Tibetan Wheel of Life. The Wheel of Life contains, as you know, four concentric circles. The third circle is divided into five or six segments. And these five or six segments represent the five or the six planes of existence, conditioned existence, into which all impure world systems are divided. There's the plane or the sphere or the world of the gods. Then of the titans, those great powerful beings who are warring with the gods. Then of animals. Then of beings in states of suffering. Then hungry ghosts. And finally, humans. And some representations, some paintings of the Wheel of Life show the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara appearing in each of these planes. Avalokiteshvara is, of course, in a way, the Bodhisattva par excellence. He is the embodiment of compassion, absolute compassion. And he appears amongst the beings of each plane, each world, in a Buddha form appropriate to their particular needs. Among the gods, he appears as a white Buddha. And he plays the lute, or a sort of guitar, judging by the illustrations. And he plays the melody of impermanence. Because the gods are very long-lived. They have a very happy life. And they forget that one day it will come to an end. So they have to be reminded of the impermanence of things. Then they'll start thinking about the Dharma. So amongst them, the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva of compassion, appears as a white Buddha playing upon a guitar. A rather unconventional image of the Buddha, you may say. But again, according to the Mahayana Sutras and the Tibetan Wheel of Life. Then amongst the Titans, those great warlike beings who are fighting with the gods for the possession of the Tree of Life, amongst them, Avalokiteshvara appears as the Green Buddha, and he brandishes a flaming sword of knowledge. He is, as it were, saying to the Asuras, the Titans, all right, you are fighting. You're trying to defeat the gods. You're very warlike. Well, that's fine. But why don't you fight in the proper way? Why don't you try to gain true victory? And you'll get that only through knowledge. So he brandishes amongst them the flaming sword of spiritual knowledge, which points the way to true spiritual victory, rather in the spirit of Dhammapada, where the Buddha says, though one may conquer 1,000 men in battle 1,000 times, yet he who conquers himself has the more glorious victory. So, as the Blue Buddha, brandishing this flaming sword of knowledge, Avalokiteshvara is, as it were, saying to all these warring multitudes, these giants, these titans, even perhaps to the great nations of today, that one doesn't gain victory by conquering others. One gains a victory by conquering oneself. That is the true spiritual victory. And then among animals, the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara appears as a Blue Buddha. And he shows to the animals a book. A book. And this, of course, represents knowledge, understanding, culture. Everything that distinguishes the human from the animal, and the animal from the human. And he's showing this, as it were, not only to animals, but to animal-like human beings, indicating the next stage, the next level of evolution, the cultural, leading on then to the spiritual. Fourthly, Avalokiteshvara appears amongst the beings in states of suffering, states of torment. And amongst them he appears as a smoke-coloured Buddha. And he showers upon them ambrosia, nectar, which cools, which alleviates their suffering. Because when people are suffering, when they're tormented, it's no use preaching to them. It's no use trying to give them a teaching. What you must do, the only thing you can do, is to alleviate their suffering. So when the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara appears amongst the beings in states of suffering as a smoke-coloured Buddha, he simply showers them with ambrosia, with nectar. He alleviates their suffering. And then, fifthly, he appears among the hungry ghosts. And among them he appears as the Red Buddha. And as they're hungry, he regales them with food and drink. Swami Vivekananda once said, it's a sin to preach religion to a starving man. Give him something to eat and drink first, then give him the gift of the Dharma. Sixthly, Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva of compassion, appears among men as the yellow Buddha, and he appears as a religious mendicant. He carries the staff, he carries the begging bowl of the monk. And this symbolizes the spiritual life, symbolizes the higher evolution, which only human beings are capable of following in its entirety.